Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Gimel, and what we're going to talk about is the bracha of Besamim for Havdalah, the bracha of Besamim. So we had earlier, if you remember, way back in the Nuns, we discussed the bracha of Ner for Havdalah. The Gemara there spoke about the two different reasons. The Gemara quoted one reason. The other reason was Pirkei de Belazar, but we spoke about on daf Nun Dalad or so, the bracha of Ner, Nun Gimel, Nun Dalad, the bracha of Ner for Havdalah. Now we're going to talk about the bracha of Besamim. Again, each of these, interesting, don't seem to be like an Iker part of Havdalah. Havdalah seems to be for example, the Havdalah that we make after a Yantif, so we only make Bracha, Borei Perek Gafen and Amavdil. But on a Motzei Shabbos, we make a Bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. That is the Halacha. There is a Minog of some, more in the Hasidic circles, to make a Borei Minei Besamim on Friday night too, but that is not the Din. Right? The Din is to use Besamim. So why do we use Besamim? So we know the Makaras tell us that it is for to give us a little refresher as we lose the Neshama Yesera. As we lose the Neshama Yesera, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us in the beginning of Simen Reish Sadi Zayin, Hatam mi besamim lavdala, Mibnei Shabbos Yesh Neshama Yesera, as the Gemara tells us in Beitza, Uba Motzi Shabbos Holeches Meha Adam, the Yesh Kan Chalishas Hadas, were spiritually depressed. Any good smells, mechazik the nefesh. Ve'od, the b'shabbos gam ha'gehenim b'menucha. And Shabbos, Gehenim also has a respite. U'b'motzi Shabbos maschil l'srof. And on Motzi Shabbos, it starts to burn again. Va'asher al Gehenim masriach. Va'hanefesh nechlash mizeh. We get the bad aroma, the bad stench of Gehenim. V'nitzrach l'samcha u'lesado. And he has an important line, even though these are all spiritual reasons, kol nefesh mi Yisrael margish bazeh. Every nefesh mi Yisrael feels this. The simon muvak lazeh, and the simon is the kolish mi Yisrael b'motzi Shabbos. Every Jew on Motzi Shabbos, Motzi etzatzmo b'hish tanus, you feel different. After Shabbos, you feel like something's missing, something changed. V'yavagav de'ihu lo chazi, mazli chazi. And even though we might not feel it consciously, but our mazel feels it, and therefore we have besamim in order to be mechazik us on losing the neshama yisera. If you remember, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Beitza, that's the source for neshama yisera. Interesting, machlokas rishonim. What exactly does neshama yisera mean? If you look in Rashi, Rashi tells us neshama yisera tez zayin amin aleph and Beitza rochav leiv lemenucha velesimcha. A wide heart, an open heart for menucha, for simcha, v'lios pasuach lervacha, v'yochal v'yishte v'einaf shokatza alav. He could eat and drink and not become disgusted from it. Right, that's the Rashi. Sounds like it's a gashmi. It has an effect on the gashmi. Right, the food tastes better on Shabbos, according to Rashi. Right, that's the chalon tastes better on Shabbos. That's from the neshama yisera. It tastes different on Shabbos. If you look in the Shid Megubet says, there in Maseches Beitza, he has more of a spiritual definition. The Shita there tells us, Neshama Yisera, V'yalzeh, and there's also the Eben Ezra, in Parshas Bereishis says this, V'yalzeh chal of Shefa Eloki. Through this Neshama Yisera, we have spiritual Shefa. V'seichel yosir la'asok batorah u'la'ayin b'maseh Hashem. It's an spiritual gift that we're given so we can be focused more on Ruchnius and understand Torah. That's the Neshama Yesera. So again, that's Rashi and the Shid Megubet is there in Beitza on Daf Tezayin. But for our purposes, it is the Besamim is there to help us feel good after we have lost our Neshama Yesera. Interesting, the Gemara talks about in Maseches Brachos, we know the sixth parak talks about Birchas Hanen and the source for Birchas Hanen in the first daf in the sixth parak. The Gemara tells us the source for making a Birchas Hanen is Lashem Aras Umaloa, Varas Asal Bnei Adam, Kan Lefnei Bracha, Kan Ma'achra Bracha. Right, we need, it's a Svara based on Psukim, Asur Lol Adam Sheyenem and Olam Azeh Below Bracha. You can't get Ana without a Bracha. That's why we say a Bracha before we partake and imbibe any pleasure, eating, drinking, and smelling. But if you look later on in the parak, on daf mem gimel amabez, there's a separate pasuk quoted. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amarav, minayin shemavarchan al reyach. How do you know that you make a bracha on reyach, on smell? Shenemar, kol haneshama tahalel ka, every neshama will praise Hashem. Ezeu davar shahaneshama nehenis mimenu, which thing does the neshama get benefit from? Ve'ein haguf nehenim mimenu, and not the body. Havi omer zahareyach. So call neshama. Which pleasure is talking about goes to the neshama? That's the bracha of reich. And that's how you know you make a bracha on reich. Ask the tzlach there, the Rabbi Yehuda, what do you need a separate pasuk for? You already have the pasuk asur lenas min olam zevul bracha l'shem aretz malah v'aretz alam ne'adam. What do you need a separate pasuk for birchas hareach? Right? Why is that different? Says the tzlach. What's the havamina? Why would I have said otherwise? Says the tzlach because smell is different. Smell is different. Havade shezeh asmachta ba'alma ve'ein shum bracha mi birchas hanen in daraisa. Chutz mi birchas amazo, right? It's a minayin. First he picks up on the lashon minayin. Minayin sounds like a lashon of daraisa. What's the source? But it's not daraisa. But he says, "Kfar amru also lanas v'alam zevul abracha v'yim kain kivan shegam meireach nena mimenu mehetesi yishtane mishar hanos sheshoel minayin shemabrachan al reach." What would be the havamina? What do you need a separate pasuk for? The nirei says because it says earlier in the parak, as we just said, the language was you can't be nena v'alam zevul abracha, but the language of the gemara is chol nena v'alam zevul abracha. Ma'al. If somebody gets benefit from the world without a bracha, he violates me'ila, so to speak, getting illicit benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, and the world basically belongs to Hashem without a bracha. Very kaimalam, but we know in Pesachim it says earlier, Daf Chavav, Kol umare vareach ein behem yishum me'ila. Kol, if I love the voices of the Levium and I want to get benefit, or Mara, I think it's beautiful, the Beis HaMikdash, to look at it, Vareach, there is no Isser of Me'ila in full by those items, Lakach Sha'al, so that's why the Gemara asked me, Nayin Shemavarchan al Areach, Shehaya Makom Lomar, Kivan Shafilu Bakachi Shemayim Mamish, Ein Bahem Me'ila Min HaTorah. Even for actual Lakachi Shemayim, there's no Isser Daraisa of Me'ila, Rak Isser Durabanan, Lo Tignu Bracha Al Zeh, maybe the Durabanan wouldn't have been Masagana Bracha on this, Kamash Malan, Asmachta Mikra, the Kol HaNesh, also, this is a bracha. So, interesting. What's the kamash malan? Kamash malan, this is no different than the others, or even if it's different, you still make a bracha. You still make a bracha. Look in the Tziyunim LaTorah to Rabbi Yosef Engel and Klal Zayim. He learns from this slach that birchas areach is not a birchas anenin. Kamash malan, you also make a bracha on it, but it's different. Right, we might have thought that this is a birchas areach, kamash v'lan. The way Rabbi Yosef Engel reads this slach is that it's a birchas shevach v'hoda. And that's why, dafka homar v'reach, eimah mishum me'ila, because that's not really considered hana'a in the normal sense. The other way you can read it is kamash v'lan, this fits into the other birchas hananin. So either way, this is brachas. So what about the specific birch pesamim that we do on Motzi Shabbos? So we said it's because of the Neshama Yisera leaves. What about if Yantif is on Sunday? Yantif is on Sunday. So then what do we do about Birchat B'samim? So there are some days, the Tosas Rid here has an opinion, the Arzarua has an opinion, and Chelek Beisim and Sadihei, that there is B'samim. There is B'samim on Shabbos going into Yantif. There is a day like that. The Tosas Rid, right here, quotes that day. He doesn't like it. He says, Kedekasav Hasam Rabbeinu Yitzchak Vifez, Savri Di'ika B'samim B'motzai Shabbos L'Yom Tov. I don't agree with him, but that is a day that you do have a summon from Shabbos, not only going into Chol, but Shabbos going into Yadav. Remember, we had yesterday already from the Chassam Sofer that it might be a different Havdalah. Havdalah is only Daraisa going from Shabbos to Chol, but Shabbos Yadav is not Daraisa. That was the suggestion in the Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is day number one. Maybe there is Besamim. Day number two, the Rashbam and Tosfos here on Kuf Beis Mabez. They explain there is no besamim. There is no besamim on Shabbos going into Yantif. Why? Because the whole purpose is because you lose the neshama yisera. Here, Yantif has a neshama yisera also. That's the last line in the Rashbam. Tekiva d'avdalah kodem l'kiddush yasa kol seder avdalah k'dim mosi shabbosos d'alma v'yachar kach yikadish u'mashein nostin ha'amoram simin l'besamim l'fishein mevarchin ala besamim b'yantif. Going into Yantif, you don't make a bracha. Shaharei gam b'yantif Yishlanu neshama yaseira kishabis. We also have a neshama yaseira on Yantif. Interesting. Where do you get sources for this? Right? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara just talks about neshama yaseira on Shabbos. But the Rishonim, the Rashbam here says there's also a neshama yaseira on Yantif. And Tosfos also says that right here. Umashein maskir b'samim pirish Rashbam. Because the Rashbam the tam b'samim shem ibud neshama yaseira b'yantif nami ika neshama yaseira. Good. What's the problem then with this pshat? Problem is so on Motzei Yantif, why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we make besamim? If the neshama yisera is on Yantif too, so on Motzei Yantif we should also. That's Tosfos and Kasha. The Kasha, the imkain, but Motzei Yantif amaylo takinu besamim. Right on Yantif also on Motzei Yantif. So to answer that, there are a number of suggestions. The Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Levi Yisrael Bratish, talks about in his Sefer on Pesach, Drush LePesach, right? He has, after Parsha Shmini, he has Drush LePesach, a couple of pages, and there he asks this question, and he says, well, Neshama Yisrael leaves after Shabbos, and that's why you need Besamim. But after Yontif, the Neshama Yisera does not leave. That's the Chiddush of the Kedushas Levi. It doesn't leave after Yontif. What do you mean it doesn't leave? Why doesn't it leave after Yontif? So he explains. When it comes to Shabbos, who gives that Neshama Yisera? That comes from Hashem. Totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's not going to last. Right? If something comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to last, and therefore it leaves, and therefore we need the Besamim. B'Shabbos, Eimevien, Chadus V'chulu, Ki B'Shabbos, He His Oruus Ha'elyon, Yantif, Mekadish Yisrael V'azlanim. Yantif, we take part in the process. Yantif, we bring the Kedusha, so we bring the Neshama Yisera, so to speak, at least participate in it, and when a man does something, then it doesn't leave. It stays with him. Aval Yantif, Rosh Chodesh, Hu His Oruus HaTachton, Be'esha Yisrael Yeshlem is Oris Atachton Lakadish Achodesh. Hein Beyom Chavtes, Hein Beyom Lamed, Bo Bayom Makachin Achodesh, Vahayantif. Ukefi Ma Sheyiru Lachach Meador, Leficha Chabachin Lakadish Ayom, Boso Bechinik de Lakadish Yantif, Boso Yom Aroy Loso, Bechinas Hamachuvim Ma'olav. Ubemes, His Oris Atachton Yachol Ha'odam, Lekasher Atzmo Baze, Habachina La'olam. When a person does it, he connects. Tahainu obachinas ava, obachinas ayira, obachinas atainug. Aval Shabbos, who is oris ha'elyon, v'niyachal kasher atzmo. A person can't be totally connected to Shabbos as much as he can be connected to Yantif. And then he says, "Bezed maturus kushis atosvus shei mavarchin achar Yantif vein mavarchin b'motzei Shabbos achal b'Yantif al besamim ki b'Yantif yishasham yisera v'lakachim mavarchin motzei Shabbos achal yis b'Yantif." What about b'motzei Yantif mishum shabachinah sheish l'adam b'Yantif shehu aydei his oris hatachton yachal adam akasher atzmo bo v'lakachim tzorach l'varach al besamim motzei Yantif. Al Shabbos is Oris Ha'elyon, Mekivin Sheyatza Shabbos Mistalikis Oris Ha'elyon, V'yif Shaladim L'kasher Atzmo Bo, Im Lo B'Shabbos Haba, Shemagiyas Oris Ha'elyon Mechadash, until next Shabbos. That's the difference. The Neshama Yisera of Yantif can stay with you, because that's partly created by humans, by She'enkein, the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. The other answer given by some Achronim is that only when there are extreme falls. There is a Neshama Yisera on Yantif, but maybe it is not the same level as Neshama Yisera, whatever that means. And therefore, suggest the Derech Aniyah, one of the Achronim quoted here in the Masifta. The Derech Aniyah says that maybe when it comes to Shabbos, because it doesn't, it's not on the same level of Neshama Yisera, that's why it wouldn't be a problem. Sha'amnam b'yantaf yish Neshama Yisera, v'l hi b'madrega p'chusa, me'an Neshama Yisera shal Shabbos, v'l ha'chayin. B'yantaf shechav b'motzei Shabbos, kivash an Neshama Yisera shal Shabbos, mistalekes. Aval ba'a b'mkoma Neshama Yisera shal Yantif, ain tzorach b'samim. It's only a small fall. V'chayin b'motzei Yantif, ain tzorach b'samim, sha'af she mistalekes an Neshama Yisera shal Yantif, ain zehef se gadol kol kach. Right, it also doesn't go from all the way up high. Aval bein Shabbos l'chol, kivash yishef se gadol, shal Neshama Yisera b'madregasa ha'gevawa, v'lachayin tiknu b'samim. That is the fascinating suggestion of the Derech Aniyah. The other day, getting back to the issue itself, again, what do you do from Motzei Shabbos to Yantif? So number one, maybe there's some Rishonim say you do use B'Samim. Number two, you don't use B'Samim because Yantif has an Neshama Yisera. And what do you do then on Motzei Yantif? We gave a couple of answers. But Tosfos says, the other day, that maybe there is no Neshama Yisera on Yantif. No, there, and that's why you don't make B'Samim on Motzei Yantif. What about Shabbos to Yantif? Says Tosfos, we have a substitute. Lakach nira de biyantif leka neshama yisera. Vehacha ein mazkir besamim. Mishum de besimchas yantif vaachila vishasiya moel kamo besamim. Right, you're depressed after Shabbos because neshama yisera left, but if you're going into yantif, if you have yisimchas yantif, that can substitute for the besamim. Vyesh ta'amim lo nechonim vizeh hatam nachon v'ikr. This is what I think is the correct answer. And he says, look at Tosfos, lamid gimel amavez in besa. So Tosfos there also, dibra maschol ki havinan, also discusses this. Vyesh lomer del olam taimed amavarchan besamim b'motzi Shabbos havim mishum neshama yisera. Ubiyantiv alekha neshama yisera. Vyantara mailo mavarchan besamim kiva diyesh lo ma'achalim chashuvim Vitovim miyashiv daito memela below reach besamim. So there are other ways to be miyashiv daito without the reach of besamim. The Mekubalim say that, as we said, there's an Hashem Yisrael on Yatif, that's why we say Nishmas. We say Nishmas Kol Chai because of on Yatif, also because of Neshama Yisrael. What about Hoshana Rabbah? That's a good kasha. That is why we don't say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah. Right, we say up until Nishmas, we say all of the Psukah, the Zimra of Shabbos and Yantif, but not Nishmas. There's a question in the postgame, what about Panim Chadashos? What about Panim Chadashos? If somebody has Sheva Brachas going into Yantif, does one need Panim Chadashos? So we say on Shabbos, one does not need Panim Chadashos, because a person, either you say, depending how you formulate it, Shabbos is itself the Pan Chadash, Shabbos is the new, or we say Shabbos changes who we are. We're different people on Shabbos. And therefore, what does he need Panim Chadashos? Because everybody's Panim Chadashos on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik writes that he remembers when he was a young boy, there was certain people that he saw on Shabbos, like at Shalashudis, and he didn't recognize them. They were the schleppers of the whole week, but on Shabbos, they looked different. They had a radiance. They had a glow. They had a glow that you couldn't even imagine they were the same people. That's the Panim Chadashos on Shabbos. What about on Yantif? What about on Yantif? So does one need a Shema Yisera? So Shulchan Aruch says, no need. Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer. Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer says, right, two days in a row, we had a Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Samat Beis, which is the Simen of Hashem Barachas, Yesh Omrim, She'enem Nikran Panim Chadoshos, Ela Im Kain, Heim B'nei Adam Shem Marbim B'Shvilam. V'yesh Omrim, the Shabbos V'yantif Rishon V'sheni, Havi Kapanim Chadoshos, Bisudas Halayla Vishachris, Avalo Bisudash Lishis, Vachem Pashad Aminag. Right, the Minag is, Panim Chadoshos are not needed by the first two meals. That's it. Viachshav Nagu Abdinos Elo Verach Shevar Brachas Bisuda Hagimol, Viachshav Shudder Gilm Lavo Panim Chadoshos. We make Shevar Brachas at Shalashudis because you make sure to get Panim Chadoshos there. Viesh Omrim, Dimitam Shiragilim Lidrosh Vahadrasha Havi Kapanim Chadoshos. Again, not our topic now, but can Torah be instead of Panim Chadoshos? But again, it seems like Yantif counts. Why? Because there's also Neshama Yisera on Yantif also, and therefore it counts as a pan chadash. What about Yom Kippur? What about Yom Kippur? So if you look in Tuf Reish Chaf Dalet Seder Motzah Yom Kippurim, the Shulchan Aruch says Mispalon Tfilas Arvis V'Omer Abdal B'Chonin Adas, where we see Atochan Atanu on Motzah Yom Kippur Tzarech Losev Michol Al Hakodesh. Gam b'yitziaso, so we are Mosif, we have Tosefes Yom Kippur, sheyantinu ma'at achar yitzias kochavim, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, ma'avdil ma'alakos, we make Abdallah, on Matzah Yom Kippur, ve'ein mevarchin al ha'besamim, afilu imchal lios b'shabbos. Right? You don't make a bracha on besamim, even if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. You don't make a bracha on besamim, why not? Why not? Says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Kolbo, Shetama bracha kedei lo hashiv es hanefesh mibnei neshama yisera shalchala. Right, the whole point is to help out for the neshama yisera. V'yachshav b'yom haKippurim lo haya bo neshama yisera mibnei atainus. There was no neshama yisera. Neshama yisera is all about enjoyment, and you are fasting. So that sounds like maybe Rashi's neshama yisera. But Rashi's neshama yisera is all about the physical. But what about the shemukh betzes neshama yisera, the spiritual? Why couldn't you have that in Yom Kippur? Does the tainus even affect that? Tainus even affect that? You might say that it's something that is even helped. Remember, Yom Kippur is a special type of geula. Remember the fascinating comment of the drisha. Actually, the levush. On Friday night, where we say many shuls have the custom to say these psukim before Shemona Esrei. V'shamru is in the two already. So how can you say v'shamru? I smichas gula tefila. The Gemara in Brachas does not allow. Right? Hashkivenu is flexible. Is a stretch. Hashem shvasai tiftach. So when you get these psukim, it's nowhere in Shas. So the Torah says v'shamru because you know if bnei Yisrael will keep two Shabbos, it's beyond nigalim, and therefore we're allowed to say v'shamru. What about Yantif? What about Vayedaber? So the Mefarshim on the tour, I think the Prisha and the Drisha say, well, that's also, Yantif is also Zichlus Yis Mitzrayim, so it's also related to Gula. The Levush now, what about Rosh Hashanah? Tikka B'chod HaShofer? That's related to the Gula HaAsida, right? The Shofer, Tikka B'Shofer Gadol L'Cheiruseinu, it's also Gula. What about Yom Kippur? So the Levush says, Ein Lecha Gula Yoser Migulos HaNefesh. There's no greater Gula than that. So maybe if you say that, then, you know, it's there is, you would say there's no loss of a neshama yesera on Yom Kippur. So either way, the Shulchan Aruch says no, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achronim, when Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, the minhag is to do besamim. V'achshabim, aval rabim me'achronim, rabim, the Bach, in the name B'shem Maharil Babu Jam Marsha, Umag and Avram, Vitas, Vigras, meaning the Balatanyu, Mate Ephraim, Big De Yesha. All of them say no, right? That there is. And he says, Ayin Shem Shekazat the Adra, Yom Kippur and Bavade, Hayibo Gamkin, Neshama Yisera, Keshachal B'Shabbos. This is for sure Neshama Yisera. I was suggesting even on Yom Kippur plain, but at least when Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos. Avalar Rabbi Yachronim Cholokun Al Zev, Sovereign, Keshachal B'Shabbos, Yesh Lavarachal B'Samim. Veinkach Shash Brachal Atala, Kivan Shenehene. Mikomakam in Lahoris, let Sibur Kane, Valimchos Viyadam, Makam Shagab, Bezaknez, Shalavarach. If the Minag is not to, okay, Rachla Atzmo, so Yachal Lavarach, but you can in your house. So that is in terms of Yom Kippur. What happens, a separate issue about, if somebody can't smell? Somebody can't smell, they have a stuffed nose, maybe they have a COVID and they can't smell, so what, can you make Bramine B'samim if you can't smell? That's a machlokas, in the tour. Rabbeinu Ephraim in the tour. Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Rabbeinu Ephraim says he's mufka. He's mufka, he can't smell, so he can't make the bracha. Can't make the bracha. That's what the tour says here in Reis HaLizayin. Mishenim Eriach Mavarach HaLbisamim HaVibracha HaVatala Vavlohosi B'nei Beisu Eino Yachol. And the Torah argues, Falona Hira, what do you mean? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Remember, Pores Ad the Prusal B'nei Beso, Aveshen Ochel Amahem. You can make Hamotzi for someone, even if you're not planning to eat. So Machlokes in the Torah, Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Torah, the Beis Yosef says, I don't think that's a good proof, that Gemara is only Liktanim. The Shulchan Aruch allows that the Shulchan Aruch, here in Sif Hei, Mishenim Ariach, Enim Barach Al-Basamim, Ela Imkin Niskabin Lahotzi B'nei Beso Aktanim. If you're being motzi others, you can. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes many achronim that are cholek. No, it's better not to. If you can't smell, then let somebody else make the bracha for the family. The Shvus Yaakov writes an amazing tshuva in Chela Gimel Simin Achaf that even though you can't smell, your neshama smells. Your neshama smells, and he talks about the doctors there. The doctors say you can't smell, but really you can smell. Okay, but either way, he says that you can. But again, that is a chiddush to say that, but it's a fascinating shuv. If you want to look it up, Shvus Yaakov Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf. Okay, we will stop here.